From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Rogers reading Crimson City by Liz Maverick. Let's begin with Chapter 1. Fleur Dumont flung herself out of the 93rd floor window and somersaulted along the vertical length of the skyscraper. She quickly adjusted to the altered plane of the fighting field and leapt into the air. One leg bent at the knee, the other leg she kicked straight out into the chest of her assailant. Her foe lost his footing, but he recovered position within seconds, foregoing any attempt at bracing himself along the slick glass of the building beneath him. Instead, hovering in the air, he gestured to someone behind Fleur. A glance at the reflection in the windows below her feet confirmed two more enemies. Sweat pouring down the back of her jacket, Fleur pulled a pair of daggers from the sheath strapped around her thighs and whirled in a circle, her weapons at the ready, trying to make herself a little more space. The sky blurred into a luminous rainbow as she turned, the night's darkness making the lights that streamed past much more vivid. Projected down toward the human world at street level, they originated from a fleet of flying advertisement projectors, looped videos, holographics, multicolored skylight lasers, all touting a seemingly endless number of desires and cures. The lights were uncomfortable and distracting to vampires, but Fleur had trained outside enough to be able to ignore them when it counted. The three vampires floating around her were, like her, armed with daggers, and she already knew firsthand of their power and skill. Well, size and numbers could not trump the strength and agility inherent in her blood. So at worst, they were equals. Fleur focused and moved in for the kill, directing a flurry of blows at all three men as she danced through the air. One of the men snatched a gun from his shoulder holster and fired. Caught by surprise, Fleur lurched away and hit the top of a billboard with her knee.